Matthew 13, verse 24.
Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed. Everybody say good seed. Good seed in his field. So in the name of Jesus, you will always plant good field, good seeds in your field. Glory be to God. But while man slept, his enemy came and sowed. That's what is still happening. Some people are just agents of the devil. There's nothing you can do about it. They have sold their hearts to the devil. So when they see you good, they try to join you so that they can perpetrate evil. It is well. But when the grain had sprouted, but while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced the crop, then the tares also up. Watch this. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. Oh, and at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. Now listen quickly. Isn't it amazing that when Jesus wanted to discuss, anytime he wanted rather, to discuss serious matters of the kingdom, he talks about the field, the farm, the seed, the plant. I mean, you give it a thought. The most serious things of the kingdom, Jesus says seed. So when Jesus says seed, get ready to learn. No wonder I said to them in Mark chapter 4, if you don't understand the meaning of this parable of the seed, of the sower, I'm sorry. You probably will never understand anything in the kingdom. Jesus said it. Now, some basic lessons here. I'll continue on Sunday, like I said. Pastor Betty, Easter Sunday. Oh, my goodness. I know. Now I understand why he said to me, it's enlargement. It's Easter. I didn't know. And see what he says. He said, no man plants bad seeds in his field. If you see the explanation, he said, you are the good seeds. If you see his explanation, you are the good seed. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, I'm a good seed. No, you are not talking now. Come on, say it like a minute. Hasn't the devil told you so much lie, how horrible, how terrible you are, how much of a failure, how ugly, how... But you are a good... The planting of... Check it. So let me explain. Said the good seeds are the children of the kingdom. But look at what happened. And then another place we'll do quickly is this. You know what he tells us? Why do you want to jump down from the skyscraper? You want to start. You want to begin with being on top of a skyscraper. Then there's no foundation. Everything big that God does, he builds the foundation. He starts where no man sees. He starts with seed. So why are you angry that you are small? Where do you want to start from? That's why a lot of people cannot submit to any authority. They are big before they get big. You must start small and build a foundation. You must submit to somebody if you want people to submit to you in life. Simple. Say, if you are not faithful in another man's thing, who will give you your own? You must start small. The days of humble beginning, do not despise. Those who despise humble beginning, they have no big things to celebrate. That you will have in Jesus' name. Can you see the principle? So Jesus has no problem with you being small. His problem is that you want to remain small in your life. No, he will tear the nest. He will scatter what you are holding so that it can grow. He will scatter it so that it can grow. A man likes to keep it. This one is fine. I'm comfortable here. It is my kingdom. Your kingdom. If it's your kingdom different from the kingdom he's building, he will scatter it. Whether it's ministry or business or family. It will scatter it to begin to feel his mandate, and yet it is still yours. That's the essence of persecution now. When the church gets comfortable, wow, wow, they will strong, enter, enter. And everywhere they go, they preach the word. Man like to be cozy and hold up to his small kingdom. Can't you see the principles there? Seed and harvest. Another thing you learn from this quickly is this. While God is doing a good thing and you are good and he's doing good things through you and you're planning good, the devil will always, for every good you put out, he will try to put something bad there. You can't stop it. He says, surely, the word is surely, they will gather. God says, but it's not with my endorsement. I didn't permit them. And because I didn't permit them, you should understand that they have no distance. Say, for your sake. Say, for my sake, good seed. Good seed, for my sake. They will fall. That's the Bible. So you can't stop tares from being planted. You can't stop basis from being planted, they'll be planted. Now, look at another lesson there. The natural man said, I'm going to put it. Ah! Emotions don't do anything in the kingdom except emotions submitted to the spirit. Jesus said, leave it. Wow. That's where we learn a lot of lessons too. So when you see the wicked flourishing, it does not mean that they are right. What is it? After everybody is doing it, see what everybody is doing. Why can't I do it? You better hold on to the good way that you have been following. Say, fret not because of evildoers. Say, like the green bay tree, they spread all over the place today. But tomorrow, the very place where they are standing, will not even remember that they ever grow. But the righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. Everlasting remembrance. So don't copy them. Don't fret. Don't emulate them. Why are they your own model and your choice when God has a pattern? But another good thing is this, because he made me see Jesus with all that was happening around him. He endured until the fulfillment of his destiny and his mandate on earth. Anybody would have thought that Judas was correct and right. Everybody would have thought that the Pharisees were right. Or the Sadducees were right. Is it not clear today? So he said, let them grow together. So you see them flourishing. But see, another good thing is that the tie is flourishing. Does it stop the righteous from flourishing? No. You face your focus and be consistent. You will flourish like the palm tree. Even your old age, you will bear fruit. In the name of Jesus. You will. Then another good thing about it is that the harvest is sure. In spite of everything you are going through and what the devil is doing, your harvest is certain. Can't you see? Can't you see? And that was the exact principle that Jesus, our strategy that he employed. A miracle that sent people wondering, that get people thinking, that get Christians reappraising their stand, that gets unbelievers rushing into the kingdom. The type that nobody expects can ever happen, which God never at any time thought could not happen anyway. I sense there's such a miracle in the house. I've been trying to go beyond to be able to put my hand on it, but I wouldn't be allowed deeper than that. It's the kind of miracle that scientists would like to use you for a project. The world will concentrate on you. From everywhere, they want to study you. I don't know why you came here today, but I perceive you just came to worship God. But you didn't know that this is the set time for you. I rejoice with you. Sometimes it's just one in a lifetime. But you see, God never limits it to one. When it's about to happen, people can release their faith and multiply it all over the place. God doesn't limit his ability in anybody's life. He obeys his own set laws of faith. There are some dangerous miracles in the house. It's a reversal. It's a direction that the world will look at and say, forget it. But now that they see it on the other side, they want to study. They want to see how it happened. I rejoice with you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It's only God that can do it. And I am part of it in Jesus' name. You say, well, I don't know. But I can feel it. You see, yesterday we were in a meeting. And I was shaking hands with the people. Good night. We had finished. And as I was going around, I was pulled back. I continued. I thought it was me. Then three, four of them that are, I already shook their hands, they're about to go there. Three of them say, ah, Pastor, then they came, brought their hands again. I said, I did again. I was pulled back. Who is this? I wanted to continue. I said, don't continue. He's going now. I said, look at him. That's him there. Call him back. I called him back. I said, I don't know what it is, but I can say definitely that the devil doesn't like you. Say, yes, sir. Then he told me a story that happened within the past few days. I couldn't believe it. But I had to, because that was God. So I believed it. There's a miracle here. It's not what any man can take the glory for. No man. In fact, man will be afraid to say, who are you? and you are a candidate, and you are the one he's chosen. I am grateful to God. He's not a respecter of man. He does what he wants when he wants how he wants it. He does that men may fear him. You are a good seed. Father, we give you praise. Say, Father, thank you for Jesus Christ, the eternal seed, whose harvest will never stop forever. I'm a product. So, I mean, he was wounded for my transgression, and he was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. By his stripes, I am healed. Glory be to God in the highest. Father, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray.